Hello, and welcome to another episode of Abundance Allure. Happy Independence Day, or what some call the 4th of July. So happy 4th, everyone. So in honor of Independence Day, we're going to be discussing the Declaration of Independence and talking about life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness and what that actually means. So we're about to get started. Talking about, girl, go get your happy. So stay tuned. Hello, welcome to Abundance Allure, the audio diary where I, along with my seasoned sisters, my Abundance Allurers from all walks of life, can discuss topics that speak to matters of our hearts, as they relate to attracting and receiving life and all of its abounding joy and strength for our spirit, soul, and body. I am your host, Abundance Nisi. Okay, so let's get started. We're going to talk about the Declaration of Independence first. And if you remember your history or your U.S. government from high school, it is our country declaring its independence from England. And so in the first two paragraphs of the Declaration of Independence, it reads, "When in the course of human events, it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with another and to assume among the powers of the earth the separate and equal station to which the laws of nature and of nature's God entitle them. A decent respect to the opinions of mankind requires that they should declare the causes which impel them to the separation." Paragraph 2 says, "We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed, that whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it, and to institute new government, laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its power in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness." End of the excerpts. So what does that really mean? What does that mean that we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness? Simply put, an unalienable right means that it cannot be taken away or denied. Everyone has a right to life and the right to live freely, free from fear, free from worry, free from control, free from interference, free from bigotry, free from hatred, free from persecution, and free from confinement, and to freely love others, to be kind and compassionate towards others, and especially ourselves. The freedom of choice and the freedom to do right. Now, it was something about the part in the Constitution that says that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And I want to focus on that pursuit of happiness a little bit more. That was the part that kind of made me stop and say, And I wonder why he put the word pursuit of happiness in there. Why didn't it simply state that among these are life, liberty, and happiness? Why the pursuit? So recently I rewatched the movie, The Pursuit of Happiness, that came out, I guess it was about 2006, 2007, that starred Will Smith and his youngest son. And it tells the story of Christopher Gardner, who was an American businessman. He was also an investor. He's a motivational speaker, author, and philanthropist. And he struggled a bit with homelessness while raising his son. And that's all in the story. If you've never seen The Pursuit of Happiness, it's a wonderful movie. You can go back and watch it. It was excellent in terms of him being diligent and persistent with obtaining the things that he wanted for his life after he hit rock bottom. And I mean, he hit rock bottom. And I really admire his determination to not quit or give up on what he wanted to achieve, even if it meant maintaining the best that he could for him and his son, though the one that he loved walked out on him. And that was his son's mother. And there was a statement made by Chris's character in the movie that I found to be very profound. And that statement was, quote, "It was right then that I started thinking about Thomas Jefferson on the Declaration of Independence and the part about our right to life, liberty, and only pursue happiness. And maybe we can actually never have it, no matter what." How did he know that? Unquote. And I remember thinking, yeah, how did he know to put the pursuit part in there? And why did Thomas Jefferson say the pursuit of happiness? Just instead, as I said before, our right to life, liberty, and just happiness, plain and simple. So first, let's talk about what pursuit of happiness means and then try to see if we can answer that question. So what does it mean to pursue, or what is pursuit? It's an act of chasing something in an effort to overtake it or to capture it. And then we're going to talk about, let's look at what happiness means. It is a state of mind or feeling characterized by contentment, love, satisfaction, or pleasure. It is externally triggered and is used based on other people, things, places, thoughts, and events. In other words, happiness is an emotion, which means energy in motion. It is good vibrational energy. So the pursuit of happiness is chasing after a state of contentment, satisfaction, love, and pleasure based on those external triggers. And our scriptural references for today going to come from the book of Psalm. There are several scriptures from the book of Psalm and then one from the book of Job. So in Psalm 16 and 9, it says, "I'm happy from the inside out and from the outside in. I'm firmly formed." Psalms 32 and 1 says, "Count yourself lucky. How happy you must be. You get a fresh start. Your slate's wiped clean." Psalm 37 and 4 says, "Get insurance with God and do a good deed. Settle down and stick to your last. Keep company with God. Get in on the best." A version you may know that everyone says is, "Delight thyself in the Lord and he will give you the desires of your heart." So the version that I read before that one actually came from the Message Bible. Psalms 92 and 4 says, "You made me so happy, God. I saw your work and I shouted for joy. How magnificent your work, God. How profound your thoughts." In Psalm 144 and 15, it says, "Happy are the people whose God is the Lord." Amen. And in Job 23:25, it says, "Some people die in the prime of life, with everything going for them, fat and sassy. Others die bitter and bereft, never getting a taste of happiness." We're going to talk more about that in just a minute. Okay, so getting back to the question of why Thomas Jefferson say the pursuit of happiness instead of our right to life, liberty, and just happiness. Was it because we will always find the need for something else to make us happy? Always find the need for something else, such as a new dream to pursue, new goal to reach, a new relationship to meet our needs or make us feel better about ourselves, a new car, a new house, new friendships, just something new, always on the pursuit for something new. Or was it because just when we think that we've reached that place of happiness, something comes along, albeit it might be temporary, to snatch it away from us again? Our finances are out of whack. Our children are acting like they've lost their mind. Our parents are like aliens who are speaking a language that we don't understand. Our significant others are Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde or Ms. Hyde, whatever. Our bosses are acting like demons from hell, and our coworkers are about to make us lose control. What is it? Then there goes our happiness snatched away like a thief in the night, and then we find ourselves in pursuit of it all over again. Or was it because maybe happiness is something that we can only pursue as opposed to actually possess? And so I started thinking about some things and asking some questions like, how do we define our own state of happiness? Do we ever stop pursuing it? Do we ever seize it and hold on to it for dear life? Is happiness temporary, which only lasts for a moment before the pursuit has to begin again? Or do we consistently live in a state of happiness? It is a choice that we get to make every single day. And as we open our eyes each morning, we get to choose whether we want to be happy that day. It is an outward expression of our inner feelings. You decide whether or not you want to live in this state on a consistent basis. Your life, your liberty, your happiness. You have the right to pursue what makes you happy and to have a life filled with joy and happiness, as long as there are no illegal activities that violate the rights of others, right? We always want to make sure that we're doing things legally. So for the most part, some of us can say that we have reached a place of contentment and joy and satisfaction in our lives. But can we say that we are 100% happy in every area of our life, including our homes, our careers, jobs, education, our social life, our relationship with God, our relationship with ourselves, significant others, your kids? It doesn't matter, that you are 100% happy in every area of your life. Can you say that with all honesty? Are your children behaving the way that they were raised or trained? Is your health as it should be, including your weight and any other ailments that may haunt you? Is your financial house where you want it to be? You have no debt. You have a large savings. You have retirement money. You own your own home, etc., etc. There are countless other areas to consider and think about here. But ask yourself, are you 100% satisfied with the state of all these things? Is the pursuit over for you, or do you feel that things can be better, that there is room for improvement? Because there's always room for improvement. In all transparency, and I believe in being transparent here, I know that I cannot say that I am completely satisfied, and I won't even try to fake it. I'm just not. I'm just being honest. There are a couple of areas of my life where I know there's room for improvement before I can say that I'm truly happy. So my pursuit of happiness continues on a daily basis. Now, every now and then, I'll take that pursuit as a grain of salt. I'll sprinkle it on what I have going on and add a little flavor to it. Then I savor the moment to just be happy. I check my vibe, and I'd rather have positive vibes resonating within me and from me than to have the negative ones. And in order to do that, sprinkling those moments with a grain of salt, because remember, we are the salt of the earth, I can look at things from a different perspective, and I just keep it moving with grace and gratitude. I remember two of my favorite scriptures that I quoted earlier were Psalms 32:1, Count yourself lucky. How happy you must be that you get a fresh start, your slate wiped clean. And Psalm 144:15 that says, happy are the people whose God is the Lord. So, can you say that you're 100% happy for sure? Huh? Are you 100% happy? You deserve it. So repeat it to yourself that I deserve to be 100% happy to yourself every morning and throughout the day. That's what I tell myself every day. And that's what I do every day, which is why in some situations I sprinkle it with that grain of salt with grace and gratitude and I keep it moving. So my tip for you to go and get your happy girl. Remember, tip is tarry in purpose. My tip for you is for you to pursue your happiness with all that is within you. It is your right to life and liberty and to be happy. So here are some tips that I want you to take hold of. Love yourself. Love yourself. You love you the same way you love God and the same way you love others. Love yourself. Number two, I want you to create your own happiness by defining what that looks like for you. What happiness looks like for me is not what it looks like for you. So you have to decide what makes you happy. Sit down, ask yourself, what makes me happy? What will it take to make me happy if I'm not happy right now? And then examine all of those areas in your life that I mentioned earlier and ask yourself, okay, I'm not happy in this area. So what would it take for me to get to that place of happiness right here? And then pursue that thing. Go after that thing. And number three, get enough sleep so that you feel well rested and balanced. You have to get enough sleep. You can't walk around like a zombie. Get yourself some rest. We all need rest. And number four, hang out with good people with good energy. You always want to vibrate on that higher level. You always want to vibrate that good, positive energy because remember, that's what you attract. So, and if you want to pursue your happiness and you want to be happy, then hang out with good people who also vibe good energy. Number five, appreciate and be grateful for what you have right now. Thankfulness is attractive and it's also an abundance magnet. So gratitude is very important. Open up your heart and just be grateful for everything that you have now. Be thankful for what you have right now. Live in the present, the here and the now. Come out of the past, people. Come out of the past. Leave the past. Forgetting those things which are behind. You're pressing toward a new mark. And so I want you to leave the past behind, live in the present moment, and be happy. Pursue your happy. Number seven, exercise to get your adrenaline going. Exercise enhances your mood. So that can also stimulate, you know, the mood that you want to feel, the energy that you want to feel. So get out and do some exercise, even if it's just taking a walk. Then I want you to get out and get some sun. I know some people don't like to be out in the sun, and that is hot. And right now we're in the middle of summer. But if you're like me, I love the summer with the heat and all. I love the sun. I love to be outdoors. And the sun is good vitamin D, and it is also a mood enhancer. So get out the house. Just go take a walk around your community. Get some of that sun. And enjoy yourself. Go get your happy girl. Also, number nine, watch television, movies, or videos that make you laugh. Don't watch something that's going to make you cry, or don't watch something that's going to make you angry. Laugh a little bit. The Bible says that laughter is good medicine. It's a merry heart, and it's good medicine for the soul. And it draws that type of thing right back to you. So watch some funny stuff. I love funny movies. I love romance movies. I love Hallmark Channel. And then number 10, Listen to music that make you want to dance. Dance like nobody's watching. Just enjoy yourself in your own space. Put on some music. Get up and move around. Just dance. Just dance. As much as you want, for as long as you want, just get up and move. And remember, dancing is also exercise. So if you don't want to, you know, exercise on the treadmill or whatever, girl, get up and dance. Get up and move. Move your tassie. Get it moving. And then, in all honesty, you begin to look at things from a different perspective. Your mood will change. You will begin to generate more positive energy, and you will begin to attract those things in your life, more of the things that will make you happy. So remember, identify what makes you happy first. Write that thing down, then look at it, and then do things that enhance your mood. That's going to be mood enhancers and generate that energy that you need and that you want to attract right back to you. So I'm going to leave this scripture with you, and then I want you to go and start right now on pursuing your happiness. Go and get your happiness. And so the scripture is going to be Psalm 67, verses 1 through 7. It says, God, mark us with grace and blessing. The whole country will see how you work. All the godless nations see how you save. God, let people thank and enjoy you. Let all people thank and enjoy you. Let all far-flung people become happy and shout their happiness because you judge them fair and square. You tend the far-flung people. God, let people thank and enjoy you. Let all people thank and enjoy you. Earth, display your exuberance. You mark us with blessings, O God, our God. You mark us with blessing, O God. Enjoy your 4th of July or your Independence Day. Go out and eat a lot of barbecue and have fun. Spend time with your friends and your family. And we'll see you on the next episode. Take care now. We've come to the end of another episode of Abundance Allure. Be sure to check me out on Instagram at Abundance Niecy and on Twitter at Abundance Allure. Thank you so much for tuning in. Be sure to give it a thumbs up and to hit the subscribe button for notifications of when new episodes are uploaded. Remember, vibe out, vibe in. Check your vibe.